right. All right. It's December 9th. You're listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. You're listening to The Show, So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
Let's do a couple quick shout-outs. Some amazing listeners. You kick it off.
I'm going to start with Jim, who made our podcast start a little late here. Our show start a little late because I've been writing him back, and Ken's like, Becca, hello.
Let's start the show.
But I really wanted to write to Jim because he reached out to us in such a great way. He sent a contribution to the station, which is amazing. Our station is always looking for extra funds to stay on the air, and it's WVEW, and we love this station, and we want to keep it open.
Absolutely.
And we want to keep doing our show, and Jim just wrote all sorts of lovely things to us, and a little bit of criticism, which we can all use from time to time.
Very helpful.
Especially when you start it with such great compliments that I was all set up and ready to receive criticism.
It was a good thing.
It was.
Another shout out over to Autumn in New Haven, who wrote us a lovely email. We love getting your emails. We respond to every single one of them.
We sure do.
And you might even get a shout out on the air. So thank you so much, Autumn, for your email. And other folks can get in touch with us very, very easily. Very, very easily.
We are easy to get in touch with.
We are just easy.
We're everywhere.
We're easy.
Well, maybe, yeah.
This show is so gay at AOL.com. Very easy.
And we're on Instant Messenger Wednesday nights, 9 to 10-ish.
Becca Mancy, Instant Messenger, get in touch
with her. I woman it.
She womans it. So it's all about places you don't want to live tonight. You know, one
Ken,
place.
Ken, are you going to give me like another depressing
no,
day?
No, this is happy stuff because here's a place you don't want to live, and that place is Uganda. Did you read about this?
No, I didn't. So, I've been snowed in all day, and you would think that this would mean that I researched all day, but no.
Not so much.
I played in the snow with the dog.
All right. over in Uganda, they have an anti-homosexuality bill, which features several provisions that human rights groups say would spur a witch hunt of homosexuals in the country. These provisions include, Becca, one, gay and lesbians convicted of having gay sex would be sentenced to a minimum to life in prison. Two,
what?
People who test positive for HIV may be executed. Three, homosexuals who have sex with a minor or engage in homosexual sex more than once may also receive the death penalty. Four, the bill forbids the promotion of homosexuality, which in effect bans organizations working in HIV and AIDS prevention. And five, anyone who knows of any homosexual activity taking place but does not report it would risk up to 3 years in prison.
I think I just found Dick Cheney's undisclosed location.
Yeah, I think he's over in Uganda. Although I will say a couple hours ago, maybe an hour and a half ago, I read the update, which was that they dropped the death penalty provision of this and are trying to drop the life in prison. So go progress. And then I saw this headline that said how Rick Warren, our buddy mega church pastor Rick Warren, is connected to Uganda. And I'm thinking, ooh, scandal. What's the scandal? How is he connected? Did he write the legislation? But it was really weak. I'm saying it's weak. Other people can write in and say it's much, much stronger. And Rachel Maddow, who we'll play in a little bit, certainly says it's much stronger than this particular story. But this story was that a charismatic network overseen by Rick Warren's doctoral dissertation advisor has played a major role in politically organizing and inspiring the Ugandan legislators who have spearheaded the anti-gay bill. As someone who has a dissertation advisor or had a doctoral dissertation advisor, shout out to Dr. Bruce Cooper. Bruce Cooper. I don't know all the things that he's involved in. I'm not saying that Rick Warren doesn't know what his doctoral dissertation advisor, but this story promised a lot more than it delivered. So that was a little bit disappointing. So just want to put that out there. We have an amazing guest tonight. Cortez Alexander is going to be calling into the show, and we are going to be playing some tracks off of his solo CD called Swell. And I'm going to play a track right now. This is actually one of my favorite songs that he covers. So I'm a little excited.
Okay,
ready?
Awesome.
Here we go.
And down this dirty and dusty trails. Take it easy, rock it through the wilderness. Around the world, stand by our own. Take it easy, rock it through the wilderness. Around the world, the trip begins with a kiss. Roam if you want to, roam around the world. Roam if you want to, without wings, without wheels. Roam if you want to, roam around the world. Roam if you want to, without anything but the love we feel.
Love that song. Roam if you want to. Originally by the B-52s, now covered by tonight's guest, Cortez Alexander. All right, some more stories coming at you. Let's see, what do we got? McDonald's. Did you read about McDonald's?
I did. I was just reading about it.
Love that story. So earlier this week for folks...
Are you going to read the quote? Anyway, continue.
I think
sorry.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Well, that's an interesting question. We should talk about that. Earlier this week... Zakaria Bellamy filed a complaint against McDonald's for refusing to hire her because she is trans. Now, what happened was one of the managers left a detailed voice message on Bellamy's phone in July saying, "It doesn't matter how many times you go down there, you will not get hired. We do not hire." And then I just can't even bring myself to say it. So the F word, the bad F word that describes gay people and people who are ignorant who use that bad F word. The manager has been fired. A spokeswoman for McDonald's told the Orlando Sentinel that the person who left the voice message for Bellamy with anti-gay slurs was let go. She said that the employee, quote, acted outside the scope of his authority and was not responsible, adding McDonald's has, quote, McDonald's has a zero tolerance policy prohibiting discrimination or harassment in the restaurant. So,
right. Well, at least when they get busted on voicemail.
Exactly. Two things we learned. One is that they have a zero tolerance policy prohibiting discrimination and or harassment. And two is that they are apparently a restaurant. So
with
that's good to know.
Food.
Food, quote unquote, food. Yeah. Okay. So I want to play this clip. This is a clip from a guest that we had back in April.
Hi, I'm Our Lady J, and we're here to talk about boobade today. Boobade is a benefit for my breast augmentation surgery. I'm also calling it All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Tips. Boobade came about by me looking for a way to pay for the surgery. I figured, you know, I'd get my friends together, and because everyone that I spoke to, they were really encouraging for the tatas, because they're sick of me talking about them. We have so far confirmed Jake Shears, Taylor Mack, Novice Theory, Lady Rizzo, Isengard, the world famous Bob, Murray Hill, and Bianca Lee. And they're all going to be singing songs about boobs. It's going to be really exciting. And it's going to be, I'm going to be playing for everybody. So I'll be on stage the whole time. I'm also going to sing a song.
That was Our Lady J, who was a guest on our show back in April, who was hosting an event called Boob Aid.
I don't know how to react to this. I mean, I think it's very enterprising.
Boob Aid.
You just want to keep saying that, don't you?
She's reaching out to celebrities, including Rosie O'Donnell and Dolly Parton, for help paying for her boob job. And if you are keen on seeing her operation paid for, you can help. And we are totally about this. So you should stroll on over. She has all these amazing donations from different celebrities who are helping her raise money through an auction and through a concert for Boob Aid. And you should stroll on over to OurLadyJ.com, OURLADY, the letter J.com, and learn all about Boob Aid.
How many more times can you fit that into our
show? I think I'm done.
Okay.
I think I'm done. Let's see. A lesbian was picked as a bishop for the Los Angeles Diocese. Big, big story. The Reverend Mary Douglas Glasspool was is going to become the first out bishop to be chosen by the U.S. branch of the Anglican Communion since New Hampshire's Gene Robinson took his position 5 years ago. The selection of Glasspool as one of two assistant bishops for the diocese was criticized by some conservative church members and the Archbishop of Canterbury, who said it, quote, raises some very serious questions for the entire Anglican Church. But there are all these great articles right now that are out there on the Reverend Mary Douglas Glasspool and what this election means to her. So you should check that out because it's a pretty big, very cool story.
It's got to be hard to be out in a situation like that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got to be incredibly difficult.
I would imagine it is incredibly difficult. And then another story. We love stories about education. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday of this week agreed to take up a case testing the limits of religious freedom and association when those rights clash with a college's policy of non-discrimination against gay and lesbians. And so the story is that the Christian Legal Society at the Hastings College of the Law in San Francisco, that Christian Legal Society club was stripped of its registered student organization status at the college because it refused to allow gay and lesbian students to become voting members or officers of the group. Under the Hastings non-discrimination policy, student organizations must allow fellow students to join and potentially seek leadership positions in any organization without regard to their status or beliefs. So this group has these policies that basically say if you engage in sexual perversion, you can't, you know, be a part of our group. You can't be an officer in our group.
Well, this is just the ongoing argument, and it's just been proven again and again that the groups that try to exclude gays and lesbians, or really any group, they wind up failing.
I call double standard because I really do want, I know I go back to this all the time, but I want to go back to what colleges do that violates their non-discrimination statements. I'm going to look up whether this Hastings College of the Law has a blood drive. Because
oh, dear.
My question is still going to be whether they have blood drives on campus, because I would put it out there that they probably do have blood drives, and those blood drives also violate their non-discrimination statement.
Right, but at the same time, they probably have a women's center, too. And this is an ongoing argument that I've heard students and faculty and staff talking about lately on our campus, which is if you have a women's center, isn't that discrimination against the men on campus?
How do you respond?
I say that's a hard question. It's definitely a hard question, but in most cases, groups that have been discriminated against have been found to have a right to have a safe place on campus to gather,
right,
to have discussions. It is hard.
But then one could
but
argue
sometimes
that
you make them
groups
so that it's for such and such a group and allies.
Right.
And even still, if you want to make an argument based on a non-discrimination clause, it's true. And then you get into all sorts of complicated things like the Michigan Women's Festival has with the music festival.
Oh, yes.
Out there. And, you know, they go back and forth and people are up in arms about whether or not someone who's trans can come. Do they have to have female on their birth certificate? Or
they battle around that every single year.
I don't know. So it's not a clear area, I don't think, at all.
No. So this is our it's our shout out. But the good thing is, Becca, it's all right. And you know why it's all right? Because that's the name of our next song by Cortez Alexander. Here,
wow, that was quite a segue.
Yeah,
Ted.
Not so good.
Not pretend, yeah. Every day is feeling just like summer. Behind the wheel with the radio on, sing it louder, baby, don't be a hummer. We're in the spotlight underneath the sun. It's all right. Everything's gone.
jacket, baby, let's go flying. We'll pack a suitcase till it's full of holes. First class tickets, cause you know I'm buying. Just the two of us around the globe. Let's go. In the evening when romance comes calling, I'll kiss you under starry skies above. Then I'll shout about how I've been falling for my only one true love.
Boy, it is so all right that I think it is time to welcome a guest. You okay with that?
I'm great with that.
Cortez Alexander's musical life is pretty much achievement after notable achievement. He was a member of the pop jazz vocal group The Tonics, who won a ton of awards, sold out shows, and sang at Carnegie Hall in a televised tribute to Stephen Sondheim. Then he formed the vocal group The Cortez Alexander Trio, who toured everywhere and shared the stage with Sheryl Crow, Elton John, Bette Midler, Liza Minnelli, Melissa Etheridge. He was in the Tony Award-winning show Liza at the Palace, which was just nominated for a Grammy Award. And he's also got a solo album called Swell, which we have been playing all night. Cortez Alexander, welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
What happens when the guest giggles at their own introduction?
I don't know. I think we did a good job.
I don't
job.
Know what to do with
I'm
that.
I'm going with that. We did a great job.
All right. We didn't do anything. It was you, Cortez. That's your stuff right there.
We didn't even do the name dropping that we could have.
Hey, how about being nominated for a Grammy?
I know. That's pretty swanky, huh?
How did you hear that news?
Somebody told me on Facebook.
No.
Yeah. No.
I swear.
No, are you supposed to get a middle-of-the-night call, like the Nobel Prize?
Oh, baby, you'll never guess. No such luck. It was someone on a Facebook me and said, congratulations, and I said, on what? And then they told me the word, and that's how I found out.
That's, a little bit funny and ridiculous, and I guess that's the age we're in right now. What the heck is it like working with Liza Minnelli?
I would say it's not unlike being shot out of a very glamorous cannon.
a sequined cannon.
Man, I was reading about some of your tour dates in the recent past, and you have gone everywhere and rather quickly.
That's right. I would say probably the best thing about that particular job is the travel, and the worst thing about that job is also the travel.
Yeah, I bet.
We get to go to, you go to so many great places, but you're there a minute and a half, so your travel experience basically just encompasses around the corner from your hotel and the theater. So
if you could only
really
go,
see.
If you could only go back to one of those places, which one would you want to go back
which
to?
Which hotel would you go back to?
Yes, who had the best ice machine?
I'll tell you. the best hallways, the best lobbies. You know, I would, the place I would go back to, I would say there's two, Barcelona and Stockholm.
I love. I have to tell you, that's
right. Not Vermont.
Yeah, because that's on the tour dates. I proposed to my partner in Barcelona. It is one of my favorite cities in the whole wide world.
Oh, that hotel. We stayed in a hotel called La Florida, which is up way up on the hill by the amusement park.
Sure.
And it's ridiculous. It's just so great. And because I spoke Spanish, I definitely had an advantage there. So.
Nice.
Awesome. It was nice.
Now, here's the thing, Cortez. When you come out of the closet, you don't get this handbook that says these are the key points about being gay. So can you
explain?
No, I didn't. Did you get one, Becca? I didn't get one.
Well,
all right. I want one now. But so can you explain to young and old, new, not new, what is the gay fascination with Liza Minnelli? Because you don't get this handbook that tells you this is why you need to be obsessed with Liza Minnelli.
I think he obviously got the handbook.
Cortez has got the handbook. So I'm asking him to tell our listeners, what do you think the gay fascination with Liza Minnelli is?
Okay, I will tell you honestly. I've actually had this talk with her before, like sort of a kitchen table talk.
Ooh.
With her. Her press answer is that she likes to think that the gays have great taste.
Okay,
right. That's pretty much, I think, what she would say.
I agree.
If she were answering the question. I asked her the exact same question, and I said, you know, no disrespect, but I have to know, like, what do you think this is? Because it's the craziest thing in the world. And she looked at me dead serious and said, to be honest with you, I really don't have a clue.
Wow.
She really doesn't know. And that's actually very much like her. She's very focused on just what she's doing. And, you know, she's not at all into the sort of the perception of her life so much. You know, she's very task oriented and about, you know, doing a great job and doing the work and all of that. So all of this other stuff that kind of, you know, follows her around, it sort of, I guess, gets her eye off the ball in a way. So she doesn't really, you know, think about it too much. But I hear what you're saying. It's a really crazy phenomenon that I have no idea.
Right.
And you've been up close and personal. You still don't, you don't know.
I've known her 18 years now.
Wow.
And toured with her twice. I toured with her 10 years ago for 4 years, and then this last time for almost 4 years. And as a matter of fact, she stayed in my apartment in New York when we had a big blizzard in the late 90s, and she stayed with me for 2 weeks in my apartment. And you know, we were up late many times talking about stuff like that. And she, you know, she's really, I really don't know how it started or what it is, that why it is a certain group sort of adopts you. But I will say this, and I think she would agree. She is grateful and thankful to have that support, for sure. She
you know,
marked by the gay pride parade in Paris this past summer. So, you know, she's into it. It's not really completely understanding why.
You know, when I have a house guest, I always wake up in the morning, and you wake up a little differently. You know, oh, okay, I'm awake and I'm in my place, but I have a house guest. I don't know that I could picture waking up thinking, I have a house guest. Oh, that's right, and it's Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, and you have a blizzard, so it's not like you can run out and, I don't know, get oranges.
Oh, should I make breakfast for my house guest? Oh, and also, it's Liza Minnelli.
That's what you think. We got in a lot of trouble because it was my partner and I and Liza all staying together, and the snowstorm came, and Liza and I got up early and went out walking in it, and we found the Gap. The Gap happened to be open, and we were gone. You know, that's all. We went into the Gap, and we were for 4 hours in there trying everything on and buying all this stuff, and we came back, and my partner was like, what happened to you guys? I was so worried about you with this storm. And we're like, oh, we were at the Gap.
I mean, for the rest of your life, you have a story that contains a sentence, so Liza Minnelli and I went to the Gap together. It's just it's just brilliant. Now, you have a bit of a background, would you say, in musical theater?
I suppose I do.
A little bit. Now, tell us, what is your passion for? We talked about this with a guest a few weeks ago. What is your passion with musical theater?
With musical theater, I would say it's, I don't know. I don't really know what it is about musical theater, but I know what it is about the music. Like, for example, the standards. I love the fact that the standards of today were songs that came from theater in the old days.
Right.
So, you know, nowadays, you know, it's just sort of everybody just writes songs and sings them. But in the old days, the songs became standards because they were in shows first. And I love that, and I really want to, you know, I'm very proud to be a part of that legacy to try and keep that music alive. My old group, the Tonics, this is the craziest thing. About a month and a half ago, Billy Strait, who's Liza's piano player and musical director, was over here at my house in California, and we were all having a big bowl of pasta with a few other people, and it just so happened that the people in the Tonics, we all were here at the same time. And back in the day, over a decade ago, Billy did a couple of charts for us. And he said, "Do you guys still remember any of this material?" And we were like, "Oh, God, I don't think so." He went to the piano, and we tried to remember some of the stuff, and it sounded terrible, and we were a disaster, but we were laughing and howling and having a grand old time. And someone took a picture, and again, the Facebook, it looked ridiculous. Somebody took a picture, put it on Facebook, and then a promoter saw it. And the next day, there were like 28 comments, like the very, very next day, what happened to the Tonics? I've always wondered what happened to those guys. And among the people was this promoter who said, "I would like to produce a Tonics reunion show."
Wow.
So we all said, "You want to?" And we're like, "Sure, why not? Let's do it." So now we've like, it's like, who says you can't go backwards? So now we're like totally rehearsing for this thing in February and March. It's insane.
So where are you going to be? Where will you be in February and March?
We're going to be in New York at Joe's Pub.
I love Joe's Pub. Oh, that's such a great...
Come if you can, because it's really going to be a lot of fun. We're doing three shows. Can I say?
Yes.
February 28th, March 1st, and March 8th. And the March 8th show is going to be a benefit for Broadway Cares Equity Fight Day.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
I'm going. Becca, hey. I'm saying right now that I'm going. This is going to be my birthday present.
Oh, he lies all the time.
It's going to be really fun.
No, I'm going. I'm going to stay with my parents over there, and I'm going to go to Joe's. I love Joe's Pub. It's just such a great, great venue.
Indeed.
No, I was reading.
But speaking of going backwards in time, I've been listening to your music a little bit, and you genre jump an awful lot. It's kind of impressive. Do you think if you went back now, and right now you were in middle school, would you be diagnosed with ADD?
Love, that's an awesome question. I might be diagnosed with it now.
We want to be the show that asks you questions that you've never gotten before, Cortez.
I know. Well, so far, so good.
Woo!
You know what? Here's the thing. You know how they say your greatest strength can also be your greatest weakness?
Indeed.
I think in answer to your question, that might very well be true. But I have to say in my own defense that all of the songs on Swell really did come from an organic appreciation for whatever that genre is. You know what I mean? It wasn't really me trying to show off and say, "Oh boy, look how versatile I am." It's just that I happen to really, I guess I do have sort of a musical ADD.
Yeah, no, it didn't seem like you were jumping around because you wanted to show off that you could. It was definitely, you were into whatever you were doing at that moment, but you just have variety.
We like variety.
I really can't help it. But it's funny because that record took 3 years to finish.
Oh, because, really?
When I started it, I had about three songs finished, like just roughs. And I had sort of lost touch with Liza. We talked once a year, like twice a year, birthdays and Christmas, that sort of thing. And I was driving across Santa Monica Boulevard from the dentist, and I saw this big Rolls Royce coming toward me, and I thought, who's driving that big car in the middle of the day? And sure enough, it was Liza. So I turned around right in the middle of Santa Monica Boulevard, pulled up behind her, honked my horn. She sees me in the rearview mirror, and I see her mouth going, "Follow me, follow me." So I followed her to the underground parking lot at the Rodeo Collection, you know, where that mall that looks like Main Street USA on Wilshire and Rodeo?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we got out of the car, valet parked, and walked up and down Rodeo Drive and caught up, you know, and we're just like, "Oh, you know, who's doing this and who's doing that?" And she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I've started a solo album." And she says, "Oh, I'd love to hear some cuts." So I put her in, we went to my car, and I played her a couple of songs on my album, and she was very complimentary and loved them. And then she said, "Besides this, what are you doing?" And I said, "Well, you know, just this is really it for now." I'm doing this and playing a lot of tennis and, you know, living in California. And I said, what about you? And she said, oh, I want to do this new show with the music of Kay Thompson. And I happen to have known Kay Thompson when she lived in Liza's apartment toward the end of her life in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that's fantastic, because Kay was really a character. When you watch the Liza's at the Palace on PBS,
yep,
Liza tells a couple of stories about Kay, and I have to say, it's 2% of how huge this woman is. But she's telling me she wants to do this show, and she did a nightclub act in the 40s and 50s with the Williams brothers, of which one of which was Andy Williams.
Right.
So it was like a Lots of Harmony, and all this kind of stuff was great. So I said, who do you have? And she told me the names of the guys, and I knew them all. And then she said, do you want in?
Wow.
And I thought, oh,
don't
my God.
Don't say,
you
know, no.
I actually did kind of hesitate a little bit, only because I had started my record, and I was so, you know, you start on something and you get very focused, and
right,
it sort of becomes all about that project. And I knew from experience what, you know, what that life is like. You know, you pretty much, you know, you do lose your life just to a certain extent. I mean, she lives a big life, and there's a lot of travel and a lot of rehearsals. And I thought, how am I going to finish my record? But needless to say, I took the gig, and I'm glad I did. And, you know, Swell took a little longer than expected, but it was fun. You know, you're writing songs in Uruguay. That's what.
Oh my gosh!
That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do.
But you can't say no.
You can't say no
to an invitation like that. You can't say no.
Either to try things on at the Gap with Liza Minnelli, or to, you know, to sing with her. My gosh.
You know
gosh.
What's funny, though, is a long time from now when you retire, I'm just, like, having these random thoughts today. But if you were in a nursing home, no one's going to believe you when you tell these stories. Everyone's going to be like,
he's going to have a Grammy sitting
stories.
Next to him.
Exactly.
This is my Grammy, and I bought this shirt with Liza
at the
Gap.
And they'll be
looking at the old lady down the hall. All right, so, I think about that a lot. I think that's part of the reason why I wanted to record my CD, because I thought I really needed some physical evidence.
You do.
Some sort of musical aptitude at one point in my life.
So
collect
funny.
Some
well, let's
serious
talk,
proof.
I want to talk a little bit about Swell, because we want you to tell us. Normally we ask our guests to select some random music and tell us what it says about them, but we're going to pick some stuff off of Swell, because there are some of my favorite songs on this album, and I would love to hear. Your job right now, Cortez Alexander, is to tell us what some of these songs say about you.
Indeed, he did choose them.
So one of the songs that we played earlier, which is truly one of my favorite songs, is Rome by the B-52s. Why choose Rome?
The story behind Rome, Rome started out as, it was an idea of something else. It was the second part of an idea of something that I had that didn't actually end up happening. Years ago, I had seen this production of Twelfth Night at Lincoln Center with Helen Hunt.
Awesome.
And in it, the fool sang this little piece at the top, and he sang, "Oh, mistress mine, where are you roaming? Oh, can you hear my true love calling?" Right?
Okay.
And it has sang this beautiful melody. It's on the Cast album. It's gorgeous. And I thought, I want to sing that a cappella and then have it go into Rome. Right?
Yeah.
So the intro would be, "Oh, mistress mine, where are you roaming? Oh, can you hear my true love calling?" And then it would go into Rome. Well, I did that. And in the beginning, the long and short of it is that whole beginning thing just was sort of more of an idea rather than anything that really ended up being good. But I liked the way the song Rome and came out apart from that. So I just took in the bridge of Rome, that little piece of Shakespeare, and put it where it goes, "Oh, can you hear my true love calling?" That in a little
love it
in the bridge there. So that's where that came from.
I have such an appreciation. I have to tell you, I have such an appreciation for taking a song and making it your own. And you know, so many folks do covers, and it's just really singing the song a lot how it was made. And this is an interpretation of this song. And I have such a great appreciation for that. I think it's so well done.
You definitely
Thank
made
you
it
so
your
much.
Own.
And then we'll ask you to do one more, which is my favorite track on the whole album. And I'm curious what this says about me, but this is more about you right now. Empty Walls. Love that track.
Oh, thank you. Empty Walls that's kind of a fictional thing. It's just a story about, you know, it's really about, here it is. When you see people especially, you know, in Liza's swirl and things like that, you see a lot of people say yes to her. And to a lot of, you know, people that sort of achieve success when they're too young or things like that. And I thought, what must that be like when you are always being told all the time yes, and how wonderful everything is and all of this, and that no one is there to really actually say no or to say the truth or tell you really truthfully how things are. What kind of a, you know, kind of a sort of a lonely life that must be.
Right.
And that's where Empty Walls came from. It's sort of a song about perception and how things aren't always how they look from the outside.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love that song. It really is my favorite track on that album. It's a fun, fun album with songs like If I Only Had a Brain, which is another great interpretation. There's great stuff on there. So folks should definitely check it out. So where should our listeners go to learn more about you and what's coming up?
They can go on my website, CortezAlexander.com. That's Cortez with an S. Cortez with an S, not Cortez with a Z.
There you go. Yes, it is.
It sounds exactly the same as if it were with a Z. Anyway, CortezAlexander.com is my website. And
it's very futuristic,
yes.
The website.
Who took the picture of you?
Isn't that crazy?
A guy
named Lewis Payton. Lewis Payton is he's a photographer. He shoots a lot of, you know, that magazine DNA?
Yes.
In Australia, he shoots a lot of stuff for them, and
it's very cool.
It's a cool picture. It's a wonder of the Photoshop.
Oh please! No, it's a very. I feel like the website's going to start hovering and take off in a spaceship. It's very futuristic.
You walk in, and then they're like, "Where's Cortez Alexander?" And it turns out to be, you know, this guy that looks like Hervé Villechaize or something.
That's funny. Hey, and also you did, just to throw in our politics for the night, you did one of those No on 8 pictures, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Hey,
what prompted
on.
You to do that?
Yes, I did. Adam Buska took that, and I did that because I've been with my partner now for 18 years.
Wow. Yay.
And it's like, come on now. Really?
So you guys started dating in kindergarten.
Yeah, you started dating when you were 5? That's incredible.
That's really early.
And I'm never hanging up as Jordan.
Please don't.
So, you know, I mean, I just felt like I had to. How can you not?
Right.
As a matter of fact, the Tonics, we're doing one together, I think at the end of December. So that'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Is that for a new campaign then?
It's part of their ongoing thing that they do. And in the gallery, he's got them all up in little tiny things. It's an incredible thing.
And how's your spirit these days with regard to, you know, there was a story that actually came out today where a New York psychiatrist named Jack Drescher came out with a study that said every time anti-gay legislation passes at the polls, depression rates in his gay patients go up. And the American Psychiatric Association agreed with that assessment. Just the idea that with all these passage with Maine and with New York last week, which was just such a mess, and New Jersey, New Jersey, it's really not looking so good, that it's really difficult for LGBT folks to stay positive. How are you doing with staying positive in the face of all these defeats?
You know what? It's a bummer, especially because right now I'm sort of glued to my TV because have you heard about all this stuff that's happening in Uganda?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, we were talking that right before
it's
you came
nuts.
Up.
That's what I'm all about right now. And I'm not trying to make light of this because it's vile, but you know how you have your status updates on your Facebook, right?
Right.
On Rachel Maddow, she had the guy who was espousing the virtues of reparative therapy, right?
Right.
And I wrote on my Facebook thing, I put in quotes, reparative therapy with a question mark, and I wrote, does it help under eye circles?
Oh, one can only hope. One. And my God, did you watch that whole interview? It was nuts.
Yeah, if we could find a way to get it on the show, we would.
It was nuts.
We couldn't find a way to quote it easily. So
she was, at one point in the interview, she was reading from his book. She was reading. And he said it was.
I didn't say that. And she says, "Okay, but I it's here in print."
No, she said, "It's right here, dude." And she said, "Dude," and I just thought it was hilarious. Oh, I love her. Love
I do
her
too. As a matter of fact, it's on again tonight. It was so. I guess there's more to it tonight. She's doing the same topic 2 days in a row.
Oh, so
that's fantastic.
Yet another example, folks, of getting involved, whether you are taking a picture or updating your status on Facebook. It's important to get involved and make a statement. Cortez Alexander, you are doing so many amazing things. This is all good stuff. This is good stuff.
You need to come up here, though, and I want to challenge you to a game of tennis, but not with me, with Ken.
Oh, are you a big tennis player, Cortez?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you a tennis player?
I'm a huge tennis player.
Beware, though.
Really?
This is not
What level?
I am currently playing at a 4.0 level because I was demoted from 4.5 because my team did not make it to the championships.
Oh, no.
Where are you?
We're probably about the same.
Oh, this is...
I'm a 4.0, but I'm crowning at 4.5. It depends on the day.
That's what I'm saying.
And the winner gets to go to Banana Republic
and
with Liza.
And the loser goes to Uganda.
And then you go, yay. These are some...
That's funny. And the loser gets shipped off to Uganda. That's horrible.
Okay, how about New Jersey?
New Jersey, where you can't get married
I
either.
Love New Jersey. I'm from there.
All right,
so
this tennis grudge match is on. I
can't wait.
I'm going to be out there. Where are you in California?
It'll be the only tennis game
I've
ever
seen. Sherman Oaks.
All right, I'm going to be in L.A. next summer. The big tennis match...
No, but because here's how it's going to really happen for real. What's going to really happen is that you're going to bring your rackets to New York when you come to see the Tonics in March.
Always.
I thought you were going to get Liza to fly up here with
you. No, I don't want Liza here for this. I don't.
She's coming to every show. She's going to come to all three of them. She called the other day, and I told her we were getting back together, and she said, oh, baby, I need a table for all three shows.
The last thing I need is Liza Minnelli seeing a tear rolling down Cortez Alexander's cheek because he missed a drop shot. Oh, it's fighting words now. It's on.
Let's start with this. I don't have a drop shot. My drop shots bounce behind the service box.
Nice.
Wow, this is trash talk so good. I can't even understand it.
I never get to trash talk with the guests. This is a whole new ball game for me.
Oh,
awesome.
My gosh.
Cortez.
I do with my forehand.
All right, I'm keeping it away from your forehand. Cortez, what an absolute, absolute treat to have you on the show. Folks, you must go stroll on over to Cortez Alexander. That's with an S, not a Z. Check out all the great things he's doing. Go over to iTunes, pick up Swell. So many great tracks on there. Cortez, what an absolute pleasure having you call into the show.
Thank you so much. It's at cdbaby.com, too, if you're old school and want the physical disc.
There you go.
Saw it on Amazon. You're everywhere.
They still make physical discs? Who knew? Who knew?
From the future. The past.
Folks, we're going to play Empty Walls. It's going to play him out. Cortez Alexander, all the best. Thank you so much for calling in.
All righty, guys. I can't wait to see you face to face one day.
Absolutely.
Everybody calls him a golden boy. Big house, cool ride, every other kind of toy. Came too easy, but from the outside looking in, you couldn't see a brighter side. One more day breaks in his California cave. Medicates as he wakes to take away the sting. How much longer can he bear? Keep himself a prisoner there. Behind that empty wall, nothing can penetrate it. But one by one they crawl right through the stone and leave him all alone. They skim a little off the top, it's the unspoken rule. Gets the wife a diamond rock, keeps the kid in private school.
Love that song, Empty Walls by Cortez Alexander. What a treat. What a treat
Indeed.
To have him on the show. There's a really cool story out there. I was going to talk to him about it, but we moved on to trash talking him. Just about, there's a high school in Boston that is putting on falsettos, and they are falsettos was written in it won 2 Tony Awards in 1992, but it is the first time
that a high school is ever putting on this musical. It's a show about two homosexual couples, a straight couple, a 12-year-old boy, and the first time that a high school is ever putting it on, and they're getting a lot of flack. So everyone who is anywhere near the Concord Carlisle Regional High School should go see their production of Falsettos. That is the Concord Carlisle Regional High School. So Google it, find out where they are if you're in the Boston area, and go check out. This was actually the really, really funny quote. I'm going to read a little. For senior Xander Ansara, playing a man who leaves his wife for a male lover is a far cry from his last theatrical role, Danny Zuko, in the seventh grade production of Grease. He said he tried out for Falsettos only because he didn't make the soccer team this fall and had a lot of time on his hands. This is the quote from him. Quote, my friends don't make fun of me for playing a gay character. They just make fun of me for being in a play. Which I just thought was really, that was very cute and funny. So if you want to, go help Our Lady J, with, her new boobs, you should go over to OurLadyJ.com. I didn't say the word. And stroll over to CortezAlexander.com, and that's all going to be linked off of our website, thisshowissogay.com. Please join our Facebook group. Please, please send us an email. If you're listening to this right now, take 2 seconds, send us an email, thisshowissogay@AOL.com. Comments, criticisms, suggestions, praise, we'll take anything. We
and
love
we will
hearing from you.
We will reply.
We do. We reply very, very quickly. So that's pretty much it for us, folks. So get out there, do some great things. Be very careful if you are in the Vermont area. The roads are quite, quite slippery because of the snow. Quite a bit of snow today.
Too much snow.
So get out there, do good things, be good to your fellow man. Above all else, remember, why be gay when you can be so gay.
I could while away the hours, conferring with flowers, consulting with the rain. In my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy. If I